Join the conversation.
Email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
Right, just one more reminder that because of our special themed show tomorrow around House of the Dragon and Game of Thrones and fantasy fiction, we are not going to be doing our usual events diary. So we're squeezing it in right now instead of on a Friday to make sure you don't miss out on any activities you might want to check out this coming weekend. And in fact, it gives us the opportunity to start with an event that is happening tonight already. Camps Bay Primary School is holding a series of talks under the theme of Be Inspired. And the speaker who is on the menu tonight is one we've hosted on this show before and we know is always absolutely fascinating to listen to, which is why we've flagging it for you right now. Captain Nick Sloan, remember he was part of our Oceana special a couple of months ago. He is the man who was tasked with leading the salvage of the doomed Costa Concordia. You remember the cruise liner that ran aground? It ended up being the most expensive salvage operation in human history and it had a South African at the helm. The story of how they did it and what was involved in getting it right is always a fascinating one to listen to. If you'd like to hear Nick tell it, you've got an opportunity right now tonight. What's happening is this. There's a wine tasting with Boschendahl at 6 p.m. and then the talk itself starts at 7 p.m. The venue is Camps Bay Primary School and you can book your tickets on Quicket at a cost of 60 rand a head. You're looking for the Be Inspired series, Raising the Concordia with Captain Nick Sloan. Tomorrow night, the jazz fans are in for a treat. There's an evening celebrating the South African jazz tradition, its history and its future. This event is being hosted at Plaisir Wine Estate in Simondium, and it's going to include the launch of a new book called The South African Jazz Collection, which takes the form of a show hosted by jazz artist Zoe Modiga with friends. And it'll feature some of the forgotten composers of yesteryear, as well as more popular classics. Friday evening from 6 p.m., the show starts at 7 at Plaisir Wine Estate in Simondium. Tickets for that one are 300 rand a head and booking is through CompuTicket. Some more interesting music on offer from a visiting American company called Classical Movements. They're bringing a series of different shows over the coming weeks, but for this weekend, the lineup features the Minnesota Orchestra Brass Quintet, and they are putting on a show described as an entertaining and eclectic program featuring songs of joy from around the world, inspired by the dance rhythms of many different cultures. If that sounds like your cup of tea, you've got several opportunities to see this show. Tonight, you can go to the Grote Kerk at 7 o'clock. The concert opens with the Cape Town Concert Brass as well. Tickets for that event are 150 rand on Quicket. Tomorrow evening, Friday, they're performing at 7 p.m. at the Church of the Resurrection in Bontehierville. That concert will feature two local choirs and entry is free. And then on Saturday, the 20th of August at 7 p.m., the Moederkerk in Stellenbosch will host them. Tickets for the 150 rand on Quicket. You're searching for the Minnesota Orchestra Brass Quintet. And that is tonight at the Grote Kerk, tomorrow evening in Bontehierville's Church of the Resurrection and Saturday at the Moederkerk in Stellenbosch. If you're in the mood for some theatre, legendary playwright Paul Slabolepsky is on at the Theatre on the Bay in a show called Fordsburg's Finest. He plays the role of a troubled ex-policeman, an Afrikaner whose son died in the border war, whose wife has left him, and who's carved out a new life for himself as a used car salesman. And a chance encounter with a South African exile, newly returned from America, leads to a journey of painful self-discovery and exposes the tensions underlying the new South Africa. The show is called Fordsburg's Finest, does have an age restriction of 13, and it is on at the Theatre on the Bay tomorrow and Saturday with evening performances at 8 p.m. Booking is on CompuTicket with tickets ranging from 90 to 240 rand a head. Over at the Drama Factory in the Strand, the inaugural Women's Month Festival continues this weekend. As we've told you previously, they've got a full program of comedy, music, drama and various discussion panels, all presented by women and sharing stories about women. This weekend, take a note, there's a Ladies' Night comedy event tomorrow evening. Best thing to do is head over to their website, thedramafactory.co.za, for a full list of performances and ticket prices. Now, we told you earlier in the year about Zip Zap Circus's traditional circus show, Slapstick. It's back for another short run. They have whacked together layers of comedy and really nostalgic family entertainment, taking you back to the times of swing and jazz and the Three Stooges and Charlie Chaplin. Shows this weekend are on Saturday and Sunday at noon and again at 4 p.m. The doors open an hour before the show starts. The Zip Zap Dome, of course, right down here on the foreshore, Jan Smuts Street in the CBD. Quicket is where you go to get tickets, and they range in price from 125 to 155 rand. There's also an option to book a picnic box if you'd like to make a meal of it. And lastly, a reminder that Cape Town City Ballet is still on stage at the Artscape with Romeo and Juliet, plus the new production which opened this week called Ikigai. It's a triple bill inspired by the Japanese philosophy of life purpose, life happiness and life peace. Tickets range from 175 to 475 rand a head, and you can book them on CompuTicket. Did I say last one? I've actually got one more to squeeze in for you, and that is for the art lovers in the audience. You should be directing yourself to the Sunlum Art Gallery in Belleville to check out Her, an exhibition of painting, sculpture and printing in celebration of women artists. There are close to 60 South African female artists sharing their story of the female experience through a variety of different media. Now, viewing is on weekdays, so this one you need to get to tomorrow between 9 and 4:30, or make a note to go one day next week. Guided tours can be arranged with the curator of the exhibition by appointment. If you'd like to organise one, send an email to sunlum.art@sunlum.co.za. Entrance for that one absolutely free of charge. You just need to get yourself to the Sunlum Art Gallery in Belleville.